与各位弟兄姐妹同在。
This morning we would like to share the topic that let him lead.
我们今天想要用让他带领作为今天的主题。
About 20 years ago, that when my family moved from Hong Kong to Calgary,
大概在20年前，我们的家庭从香港搬到了卡加利。
It was one summer that our family has decided that we need to go to Vancouver to attend the spiritual convocation.
在其中的一个夏天，我的家庭，我们决定要到温哥华去参加
灵恩会。
灵恩会。
Because at that time in Calgary, there was no church or prayer house.
因为那个时候在卡加利并没有祈祷所，也没有教会。
So spiritually, we are very dry. We are very hungry.
所以属灵来说，我们是很饥渴的。
But when we first moved there, we find out that, you know, Calgary to Vancouver is a very far journey.
发现从卡加利到温哥华很远。
It's more than 1,000 kilometers.
这是比1000公里
还远。And we are new driver. We never drive in Hong Kong, so we have new license in Calgary.
然后我跟我的太太，我们在香港并没有开车，所以我们都是很新的驾驶。
At that time, I am not married yet. Only me and my mother have the driving license.
哦，对不起，那个时候是我跟我的母亲，我还没有结婚。
So I was 18 years old.
那个时候我18岁。
So we were thinking, how can we drive to Vancouver?
那所以我就在想，我们要怎么开到温哥华呢？
We heard that the journey is too long.
我们听说这个旅程实在是很远。
And we'll pass through mountains up and down.
然后你要开这个山路上上下下的。
And what about we get lost?
如果我们开迷路了怎么办？
What about if we fall asleep in the middle of the way?
或者是我们如果太累了在旅途中睡着了怎么办？
But thank God, at that time, there was another family in Calgary.
但是感谢神，那个时候在卡加利也有另外一个家庭。
They just moved from Malaysia to Calgary.
那个时候他们也是刚从马来西亚搬到卡加利。
The brother is a very experienced mechanic and a good driver.
然后那个弟兄是一个非常有经验的技工，他也是很有个经验的驾驶。
So he suggested, why don't we...Two families drove together.
他就建议我们，那我们是不是两个家庭可以一起去？
And then we can take care of each other.
我们可以互相照顾。
Actually, in our heart, we know that we can never take care of him. Only he take care of us.
当然，在我的心里，我知道我永远没有办法照顾他，一定是他来照顾我们。
So it sounds good.
所以我说这个主意很好。
So all we have to do is just follow his car behind.
所以我所要做的就是跟在他的车后面。
Leave three or four meters, or some safe distance.
然后保持一个安全的距离。
You cannot follow too close, otherwise we'll bump into him if it breaks.
我当然不能靠得太近，因为我靠得太近的话，我可能就会擦撞了他的车。
Even though I didn't know the way,
虽然我不知道路。
We passed through many towns and mountains and fields.
我们经过很多的城镇，很多的山谷。
But all I have to do when I drove,
但是我所要做的
is let him lead.
就是让他带路。
I don't even have to worry anything.
我都不需要担心任何的事情。
When he accelerate, I accelerate.
当他加速的时候，我就加速。
When he stop, I stop.
他停的时候，我就跟着停。
When he pull out for gas, I pull out for gas.
当他停边要加油的时候，那我就跟着他。
I don't even have to worry anything.
我都不需要担心任何的事情。
Especially when we enter Vancouver.
尤其当我们进入温哥华的时候
，lots of traffic.
有很多的车。
The roads are complicated.
那个路很复杂。
I just fixed my eyes on his car.
所以我就紧盯着他的车。
Even I remember after the drive, even I closed my eyes, I remember the end of his car.
就算到我们到了目的地之后，我闭上眼睛都可以想象他的车到前面的样子。
But we do thank God after following 12 hours, we arrived safely.
但感谢神，在经过十二个小时的路程之后，我们终于到达了。
Life is like a journey.
我们的人生就像一个旅途。
The road ahead of us are always unknown.
我们人生前方的道路永远是未知的。
We know what happened today, but we don't know what will happen tomorrow.
我们知道今天要发生的事情，但我们不知道明天会发生什么。
When we enter unknown territory, we usually get anxious and nervous.
当我们进入一个未知的领域，我们通常会紧张。
And sometimes we get panic. We get panic.
有时候我们还会很惊慌。
But if we have somebody to lead us,
但是如果有人带领我们的话
，we will not.Feeling helpless anymore.
我们就不会感到这么无助。
We'll be very relieved because we have someone we can trust.
我们会感到非常的放松，因为我们有可以信靠的人。
To believe in the Lord is let the Lord lead in our life.
要我们信主，就是要让主带领我们的生
活。But sometimes, do we really want Him to lead us? Is another question.
但是有时候我们又问我们自己一个问题：我们真的想让他带领我们吗
？Since the invention of GPS, nowadays I don't think many people really need another person to drive in front of you when you don't know the way.
那自从有了 GPS 这个发明之后，我们基本上不太需要一个人在你前面带路。
You just key in the address and it'll show you.
你只要这个进入这个地址就可以，它就会带路。
And now GPS is very precise and accurate. Most of the time, it's working.
这个是，而且现在的 GPS 是非常的精准的，所以基本上都很正确。
Last month, I and another coworker was traveling to a small town to visit a hospital.
上个星期，我跟另外一个同工，要去一个拜访一个医院。
We have never been there.
我们从来没有去过那里。
We need to visit a brother living there.
我们要拜访一个 住在那医院的弟兄。
So I keyed the address.
所以我就把那个地址放进去。
And we let him lead.
然后我们让
let it lead.
我们就让这个 GPS 带领我们。
And it's about, let's say, 5 more minutes. We'll be arriving.
然后他说大概五分钟之后我们就可以到了。
And then make another few turns.
然后我们转了几个弯。
But when I saw there was one building, really looked like a hospital.
但是我看到这里这附近有一个建筑物。
But the GPS showed that it's not reaching there yet.
但是 GPS 告诉我已经还没有到。
And then I said, why don't we pull over there? That one looks like a hospital. I think that is the place that we want to go.
因为我看到这附近那栋建筑看起来像医院，很像我们要去的地方，我们应该去看看。
The brother said, are you sure?
那个弟兄问我，
yeah.
你确定吗？
According to my experience, this one looked like a hospital, even never been there.
然后我就告诉这个弟兄说，依照我经验来看，这一栋建筑看起来基本上是像个医院。
So we really almost want to pull in there.
所以我很想要就把车开进去。
But before that, all we look at, oh no, actually this is not the right address.
但是我们看了一下，这个地址不对。
So the brother told me, we better trust the GPS.
然后这个弟兄告诉我，那我们应该要这个信靠这个 GPS。
Keep on a little bit, going on a little bit more.
所以我们要继续开。
Turn right.
转了右边
and then we saw the hospital.
那我们就看到这医院。
That one really doesn't look like a hospital from afar.
然后那一栋建筑物从远方看不太像个医院。
But because we trust in the GPS.
但是因为我们信看到这个 GPS.
And then we finally arrive.
我们就可以找到这个地方。
Sometimes we let somebody lead, but we don't totally trust him.
有时候我们让一个人来带领我们，但我们不是完全的信任他。
Of course, you don't have to trust a machine because machine doesn't always right.
当然我们不需要 信靠一个机器，因为机器不一定是正确的。
But if it is about trusting God,
但是如果当我们谈到是信靠神的话，
if you have decided to trust him,
我们决定要信靠神，
you better trust him all the way.
我们应该要全心的信靠他。
Because if you trust him halfway,
因为我们如果 不是全心全意的信靠，
you have doubt in the middle,
我们中途有了怀疑，
you are not going to have a very safe journey.
我们就没有办法有一个非常平安的旅途。
If you look at the people of Israelites,
当我们看这以色列人，
They left Egypt. They wandered through the wilderness.
他们离开了埃及，进入了旷野。
The destination is the land of Canaan.
他们的目的地是迦南。
The promised land filled with honey and milk.
那牛奶与蜜的应许之地。
But the problem is they don't know the direction.
但是问题在于他并不知道方向。
They don't know how to move on, how to progress every single day.
他们不知道每一天要怎么进行这个旅程。
But God is leading them.
但是神在带领他们。
How did God lead them?
神怎么带领他们呢？
God lead them through the pillar of fire cloud.
神带领他们借着云柱和火柱。
And God lead them through the Ark of the Covenant.
而且神带领他们经过那个
有约柜来带领
他们，有约柜来带领他们。
Let's turn to the book of Numbers.
我们现在翻开民数记。
The book of Numbers, chapter 10.
民数记十章。
Verse 33.
33节。
Numbers 10:33.
民数记十章三十三节。三十三节，以色列人离开耶和华的山，往前行了三天的路程。耶和华的约柜在前头行了三天的路程，为他们寻找安歇的地方。
Verse 34.
三四节，他们把营往前行，日间有耶和华的云彩在他们以上。
Here in this chapter tells us that the people of Israelites were staying in the wilderness of Sinai for almost a year.
在这一章里面告诉我们，以色列人在西奈的旷野已经有待了大概快一年的时间。
Why they spend so much time there?
为什么他们在这里花了这么多时间呢？
Because they were there to receive the commandments, the teachings of the Lord.
因为他们在这个地方领受神的律法。
That is very important to receive the teaching of the law.
因为要领受神的律法是非常重要的。
If you don't have the teaching of the law,
如果没有神的律例，
you get lost in the way.
我们在路途上就会迷路。
You may not be physically get lost.
我们可能肉体上并没有迷失，
But spiritually you'll get lost.
但是我们的心灵却已经迷失了。
So that's why God wants to give them the commandment before they go on a journey.
所以神在他们在开始旅程之前想要把他的律例典章都交给他们。
The journey is going to be about 40 years long.
因为神知道这个旅程是大概有40年这么久。
But the year they spend waiting and receiving the commandment of God is the more crucial one.
但是神也知道最重要的部分是他们等待接受神律法的那个时
候。 If you have the word of God in you, you will not get lost.
因为我们如果有神的话语在我们心中，我们就不会迷失。
Nowadays, many people get lost in the society, in the world.
现在我们很多人在这个社会上都迷失了方向。
They may have everything in their life.
他们在人生中可能没有缺乏什么。
But they are not happy.
但是他们不快乐。
They're living in a very comfortable environment.
他们住在一个非常舒适的环境。
But sometimes they ask what is life is really for.
但是有时候他们问自己，这个人生到底是为了什么？
Recently, I saw a blog of a sister.
最近我看了一个姐妹的部落格。
That sister, I saw her growing up in the past in another country.
所以我看到这个姐妹她是在其他的国家成长大的。
She used to be going to church and attend all the children class and RE classes.
她曾经在教会里面参加过所有的宗教教育。
She's a very smart girl.
这是一个非常聪明的姐妹。
And then later she became a professional accountant.
然后后来她就成了专业的会计师。
Her family is well off family.
她的家庭非常的富有。
She didn't lack anything.
她不缺乏任何的东西。
She's well advancing in her career.
她在她的事业上也非常的成功。
But one thing is sure from what he wrote is she's not happy.
但是我从她写的文章里面我看得出来她不快乐。
Why is she's not happy?
为什么她不快乐呢?
She says she was lost.
她说她已经迷失了方向。
Why she was lost?
为什么呢?
Because when she advancing her career, her study, she has dropped more and more far from the word of God.
因为在她在继续她这个职场的这个生涯的时候，她离教会越来越远。
She's very busy.
她非常的忙碌。
But her heart is no more focused on God.
所以她的心已经不在这个专注于神。
So that's why she feels lost.
所以有时候她就感到迷失的方向。
So that's why you need the word of God in order not to be lost.
那就是为什么我们需要神的话在我们心中，我们才不会迷失。
That's why, brother and sister, once a week we have to gather here on Sabbath day.
那也是为什么每个星期我们要在这里聚集，守他的安息圣日。
To receive the word of God.
去领受神的话语。
So that spiritually you will not be lost.
所以属灵来说，我们才不会迷路。
In verse 33, tell us.
33节这里告诉我们
Now they have to move on.
他们必须要往前行。
They left the mountain of the law.
他们离开耶和华的山。
And then keep going on 3 days journey.
然后继续往前行了三天的路程。
Here tell us, the ark of the law was walking in front of them another 3 days journey.
这里告诉我们耶和华约柜在他们前面行了三天的路程。
In order to search a place of rest for them.
在他为他们寻找那安歇的地方。
This is very comforting and remarkable.
这是一个非常安慰人的经节。
The people are in the wilderness.
这些人在旷野里面。
I don't know whether we have visited any desert or any wilderness.
我不知道我们在座各位有没有去沙漠或旷野看过。
In the wilderness, it's difficult to find direction.
在旷野里面你很难找到方向。
Because everywhere looks like the same.
因为每一个方向看起来都一样。
Unless you look up the sun, you kind of know where you are in the day. Otherwise, it's totally everywhere the same.
除非你往上看，看着那个日头到底在哪里，可以稍微辨别一下方向，不然的话景色都是一样的。
And in wilderness, if you don't find water,
而在旷野里面，如果我们找不到水，
you're dead.
就我们就完了。
Because you cannot move on without any water source.
因为如果没有水的话，我们没有办法继续前行。
So for millions of people,
所以对很多人来说。
For millions of people, the Israelites, the number are about millions.
这以色列人大概是百万来算。
They need water every day.
他们每天都需要水。
They need a camping ground every day.
他们每天都需要安营的地方。
But where can they find those things?
那他们在哪里可以找到这些东西呢？
Here tell us, they don't find it by themselves.
这也告诉我们他们不需要自己去找。
On the surface, yes, they have to work hard to find it themselves.
当然在表面上来看，他们必须自己到那个地方去。
They have to walk the journey.
他们必须要自己走这个旅程。
But there's someone...Walking ahead of them.
但这也告诉我们，有人在他们的地方，在他们
前面前行。
那是谁呢？
The Ark of the Law.
耶和华的约柜。
Walk in front of them for 3 days journey.
耶和华的约柜在前头行了三天。
Wow, 3 days journey is a very long journey.
我们知道三天的路程是很远的。
Why the Ark have to be in front of them for such a long distance?
为什么这约柜要在他们前面这么前面呢？
First, it tells us God knows ahead of us. God knows what's going to happen in the future.
第一，这是告诉我们神知道未来会发生什么事情。
You can plan the present, but you can never know what will happen in the future.
我们可以计划现在的事情，但是我们很难去预估未来会发生什么。
Just like brother and sister, you are all sitting here.
就像我们现在弟兄姐妹都坐在这里。
10 years ago, will you anticipate you are here?
十年前的时候，你会想说你现在就坐在这里吗
？Or when you were young, would you ever imagine you'd be settling in Toronto?
或者是在你年轻的，你在你小的时候，你会知道你要住在多伦多吗
？Would you be imagine in the past that you marry the person you have married or have the kids you have not right now?
你在你小的时候，你能想象你现在跟你的丈夫妻子结婚，然后现在有这些小孩吗
？Can you anticipate how many children or what are they look like?
你可以想象你的小孩到底是长什么样子吗
？Actually, if we look back, nothing that we can control.
我们现在如果往回看的话，我们知道我们没有办法掌控任何的事情。
Life is too fragile.
因为这个，我们的生命是非常脆弱。
But if the Lord walking in front of us,
但是如果神在我们前面走的话
，If you trust in Him,
如果我们信靠神
，If you belong to this group of the chosen people,
如果我们是属于这选民的这个族群
，He will walk in front of you.
他会在我们前面走。
He will find a place which is good rest for you.
他会找到一个安歇的地方。
I'm sure all our brothers and sisters, we are immigrants.
我们待在这里都是移民。
Actually, in the past, we did not belong to this land. We did not belong to this people.
在以前的时候，我们并不属于这个土地，这个国家。
You never imagine you come here.
我们从来没有想象过会在这个地方。
But how God guided us here today?
但是神怎么带领我们的呢？
It's really remarkable.
这是一个非常奇妙的过程。
Maybe when you first move here, you really worry about where can I find a living? Where can I find a survival in this new country.
当然，我们在当刚到的时候，可能会想，我们怎么在这个地方生活下去呢？
Actually, to be honest, life in a new country is very tough.
因为事实上，在一个新的国家生活是非常困难。
In the past, good education guaranteed good job.
因为在以前，好的教育可以给你一个好的工作。
But nowadays, no more guarantee.
但现在已经不是这个样子。
Many people have very high education but find no jobs.
现在很多人有很高的学历，可是找不到工作。
Working in hard labor.
可能要做劳力的工作。
But if you look at all our brothers and sisters,
但是我们现在看弟兄姐妹们。
You ask every one of them.
如果你问任何一个人。
How did God guide you in the past when you come in this country?
神在你过去刚到这个国家的时候怎么带领你的呢？
How did you settle down?
你怎么定居下来的呢？
They will all tell you a lot of testimony.
大家都会告诉你很多的见证。
Why?
为什么呢？
Because God has given you 3 days. God, what ahead of you? Go to the future to look for some place good for you.
你就像这里神在他们前面前行三天，同样的也在我们前面前行了。
That is really remarkable.
神是非常奇妙的。
I look at my own personal journey.
我看了我自己人生的旅程。
I used to live in Hong Kong.
我曾经住在香港。
When I was young, I never imagined that I'll be leaving Hong Kong, go to other place to live.
在我小的时候，我从来没有想象过我会离开香港到另一个国家。
But something happened.
但是有些事情发生了。
My aunt in Canada one time told us, why don't you come to Canada?
我在加拿大的阿姨有一天问我，你们到底为什么来加拿大呢？
Canada is a free and safe country. Canada is a free and very, very safe country.
因为加拿大是一个很平安很安全的国家。
At that time, my father heard about, my auntie was really eager to apply us to come here.
那个时候，我的阿姨她很想要我们都搬来这里。
My father said, "Okay, it's no harm if you want to sponsor us. Why not, right? Didn't take anything, didn't take any money."
所以我的父亲就说，如果他愿意帮助我们移民过来的话，那有什么关系？我们就可以试看看。
After 1 year, the application got passed.
那一年之后，我们的申请就通过。
We have to come here.
我们就必须要来到这里。
At that time, we didn't even.My father was not even sure that should we really come here.
那个时候，我的父亲都还不是完全的确定到底是不是应该要来。
But because the visa is there, if you don't come here, it's a waste.
但是因为你的签证都下来了，你不来就是浪费掉了。
So we said, okay, let's come and take a look.
所以他就说，那我们来看看吧。
Oh, actually, and then because of this, we all come here.
那就因为这样，我们全家都过来。
Our whole family moved here.
我们全家都搬过来。
So the rest of the history is rewritten.
所以所有的历史都可以重写。
Of course, God guides us every step.
当然神每一步都会带领我们
But we have to trust in him.
但是我们必须首先要信靠他
We have to let him lead us our life.
我们必须让他带领我们的生
活 So when you face an uncertain future,
所以当你面对着不确定的未来
You don't have to be afraid.
你就不需要惧怕
You just trust in God.
因为你只要信靠他
You just pray.
你只要祷告
You just let him lead.
你就只要让他带领
He will provide better than what you can plan for.
他会让你有更比你计划的更好的
But the key is you must let him lead.
但是这里的重点就是你要让他带领
Let's turn to the book of Joshua.
我们现在翻开约书亚记
Joshua chapter 3.
约书亚记第三章
Joshua chapter 3 tells us Joshua is leading the people about to cross the river Jordan.
这里告诉我们约书亚他准备要带领以色列人过着约旦河
And when they are getting everything ready.
然后他们都把东西都准备好了
And thenJoshua told how they are going to progress.
然后约书亚就告诉百姓要怎么过这河。
Chapter 3, verse 2.
三章二节。二节过了三天，官长走遍营中，吩咐百姓说：你们看见耶和华你们神的约柜，又见祭司利未人抬着，就要离开所住的地方，跟着约柜去。
Verse 4.
第四节，只是你们和约柜相离要2000轴，不可与约柜相近，使你们知道所当走的路，因为这条路你们向来没有走过。
Here is the instruction to the people of Israelites.
这里就是以色列人要过河的指示。
How to follow God's leading?
要怎么跟着神的带领
？First, verse 3 tells us you have to focus, you have to looking at the sign, which is the ark.
这里第三节，首先我们要先注意神的约柜在哪里。
At that time, they don't know what to look at, but they have to focus on the ark.
那个时候，他们可能不知道看哪边，可是这里告诉我们只要看神的约柜就可以了。
If they see the priests are moving, taking the ark and moving, they have to get ready to move.
当他们看到祭司利润抬着约柜要走的时候，就要离开所住的地方。
So what does it mean?
这什么意思呢？
In our life, we have to always pay attention to any sign that God wants us to move.
在这个，这就告诉我们，在我们生命中，我们要注意神给我们的任何指示，我们随时要准备要离开。
Of course, it's difficult to really specific about what will happen.
当然，我们很难去预知未来要发生什么事情。
But for example, when sometimes things change in your life.
但是，当我们人生发生一些变化。
For example.
举例来说
，Your job change，
我们的工作改变了。
You may need to move，
我们可能必须要搬家。
Because you need another job to sustain you，
因为你可能你就需要另外一个工作来那个帮你养家。
Or maybe your family，
或者你的家庭。
Sometimes your family needs to stay together，
有时候我们家人必须要留在一起。
Because of this, you have to move，
就因为你的家庭，你想要跟你的家人在一起，你可能必须要搬家。
Sometimes the church is the same，
有时候教会也一样。
The church developed until a certain point。
当教会发展到一个程度
，There's not enough space，
空间就不太够。
Members are increasing，
我们的信徒人数一直在增加。
They're living in different places，
住在不同的地方。
Then we have to move，
那我们可能就需要搬。
Yes， sometimes we stay in one place，
当然有时候我们是留在同一个地方。
But sometimes we have to move on，
但是有的时候我们必须要搬到一个新的地方。
So we have to focus on God， see whether any sign that God wants to remind us that things need to move on。
那就是为什么要专注的看着神，寻找他的指示，看我们是不是应该要行动。
Life is a journey，
因为我们的人生是一个旅途。
You cannot stay in one place always，
你不能一直留在同样的地方。
God always wants us to move on，
神永远希望我们可以进步。
And what is our ultimate goal？
那我们最终的目标是什么呢？
If you look at the people Israelites，
当我们看以色列人，
their ultimate goal every single day in their mind is the land of Canaan.
对他们来说，他们最终旅途的目的地就是迦南地。
Because they know that is the place they are going through.
因为他们知道那就是他们要去的地方。
Today for us, what is the goal in our life?
那今天对我们来说，我们的目标是什么？
Our goal in our life is one day we finish the earthly journey.
我们的目标就是有一天我们那个结束我们人生的旅途。
We can go back to the heavenly home.
我们可以回到天国的家。
That is the ultimate goal.
那就是我们最终的目标。
So because we have this ultimate goal,
那就也因为我们有这样的目标。
Whatever decision you are making now should be related to that goal.
那我们现在所做的任何一个决定都应该要跟这个目标有相关。
But sometimes we forget about our ultimate goal.
但是有时候我们忘了我们这个目标。
We remember our short-term goal, but forget our long-term goal.
有时候我们只记得我们眼前的这个短程的目标。要忘记我们这个最后的目标。
Sometimes, what is the short-term goal?
什么像是什么呢
？Money,
钱
，interest，
我们的兴趣
，personal interest，
我们个人的兴趣。
Well, this is short-term.
可能这些都是很短暂。
But we forget about the long-term.
我们忘记那永恒的。
So we cannot forget the long-term.
所以我们不应该忘记那永存的。
Here tell us we should focus on the ark.
这里告诉我们必须要注意。
Pay attention to any sign that God wants you to progress and leave this place, comfortable place.And move on.
我们要注意神给我们任何的一些指示，告诉我们我们应该要往前行。
That is very important.
这非常的重要。
There was a church.
曾经有个教会。
They used together in a house, a residential house.
他们曾经都在一个居住的房子里面聚会。
At that time, there were only 20-30 people.
那个时候大概就只有二十三十个人。
It was very comfortable.
是一个非常舒服的环境。
And then they developed to up to 40-50 some people.
然后他们的信徒人数很快增加到40-50
人。They were thinking about should we move on?
他们在想我们是不是应该搬一个地方。
At that time, most of the members, they're really feeling comfortable having service in a small residential house.
那个时候大部分的信徒都很喜欢这个在旧住宅区里面聚会的这个感觉。
It's a small house, very homey. They said it's a really homey feeling.
因为这个小的房子给他们一个家的感觉。
We're very close together.
大家都非常的靠近。
So most of the people feeling complacent.
所以大家很多人不想要往前。
They say, oh, we can continue to move on here.
他们想要维持现状。
Continue to stay here.
他们不想要离开。
They don't want commitment.
他们不想要
有一个投入的。They know because if they want to move on, they need commitment.
因为他们知道，如果他们如果要继续往前行，就必须要付出。
So they say, "Oh, okay, let's continue to stay here."
所以他们就决定继续留在原地。
God want to move, but they don't want to move.
神要他们走，可是他们不想。
So what happened?
那所以发生什么事呢
？Wait a few more years, the real estate price double already.
在过几年之后，房地产增加了加倍。
The membership increased to 60-70.
那个时候，他们信徒人数已经到60-70个人。
They no longer can stay in the small chapel, small basement for service.
他们已经没有办法留在一个住宅区的地下室来聚会。
Because inside there's no air, it's suffocated. People say suffocating. There's so many people.
因为那空气流通很差。
Now they decided we really should move on.
所以他们就觉得我们真的应该要搬了。
But the price of real estate already doubled.
但是房地产的价格已经翻倍。
But they cannot wait anymore.
但是他们已经没有办法再留在原地。
This time they're determined.
这个时候他们已经决定。
Even though there are only 60-70 people.
就算只有六十七十个人。
But they want to make an offer to purchase a chapel $2 million.
但是他们想要花200万的 offer 的这个价格去买一间教堂。
Today they are presenting the offer. They don't know whether it will go through.
但是他们现在还不知道这个有没有办法买下这个房子。
But this time they have the faith.
但这一次有信心。
Because they don't know, they know if they don't move on, chance will be more and more difficult for them.
因为他们知道，如果他们这一次再不走的话，以后越来越困难。
God had already moved.
神已经动工了。
If you don't move,
如果神动你还没动
，you have to suffer.
就我们就必须受苦。
For example, if you look at the people Israelites,
就像我们现在看以色列人
，What is God's will?
神的计划是什么
？Sometimes we always say, "Oh, God's will."
有时候我们都说神的旨意。
What is God's will?
到底什么是神的旨意
？We always say, "God's will." God's time has not yet come yet.
有时候我们说神的旨意，神的时间还没有到。
But what is God's will? What is God's time?
那所以神的旨意，神的时间到底是什么
？If you look at the Bible,
我们看是圣经。
God's will is after they left Egypt, immediately after a very short journey of a few months, they can enter the land of Canaan.
如果我们依照圣经来看，神的旨意就在他们离开埃及之后，经过很短路程
God's,
就可以到达迦南地。
God's will is for them to go there as soon as possible.
神的计划是让他们越早到达越好。
Because God is with them.
因为神跟他们同在。
They will defeat all the enemy.
他们可以击败任何的敌人。
No problem.
没有问题。
Even though they are giants, they are very strong.
就算敌人是高大的巨人。
But God's will is for them to unite, trust in God.
但是神与他们同在，他们
信靠神的话。And then they will conquer the land.
他们就有办法打败一切的对手。
But they don't have faith.
但他们没有信心。
They complain.
他们抱怨。
They don't trust in God.
他们不信靠神。
So God said, "Okay, because of this, you have to suffer."
所以神说，那这样的话，你们就只好受苦。
40 more years.
再等四十年。
Until the when they cross the Jordan River.
直到他们过约旦河。
Can we say, "Oh, God's will is for them to go on for 40 years"?
我们可以说，神的旨意就是让他们在旷野留着四十年吗
？No.
并不是。
At the beginning, God's will is for them to go straight.
因为一开始神的意思是让他们直接就可以到达迦南地。
But because they cannot trust.
但是因为他们不信靠神。
Then they have to go around more seven more forty more years.
所以他们只好在外围绕圈绕了四十。
So when God moves, we have to move.
所以神动的时候，我们必须跟着动。
When you see the ark is moving, there's a sign. You have to take action.
当我们看到神的约柜动了，这个是一个指示，我们就应该要跟着动。
You have to trust. You have to take commitment.
我们必须要信靠神，我们必须要投入。
We cannot stay in our comfort zone and comfortable area.
我们不可以留在我们让我们觉得很舒适的环境，不想前进。
Otherwise, we are the one who will waste more energy suffering, wandering around the wilderness.
不然的话，我们就像以色列人在这个旷野走，我们也会花很多的精力。
So what is God's will?
所以神的旨意是什么
？Sometimes we always hear brothers say, "What is God's will?"
常常我们可以听到弟兄姐妹询问到底神的旨意是什么
Is this building God's will? That building is not God's will?
是这个这边这一栋房是神的旨意还是那边那一栋呢
Is this location God's will? That location is not God's will?
是这个地点是神的旨意还是另外那个地点
The Bible did not say that
这圣经并没有告诉我们
The Bible says if you united together it's God's will
因为神告诉我们只要我们团结一心的话那就是神的旨意
Everywhere can be God's will
任何一个都可以是神的旨意
If you united together
如果我们团结一心的话
This is God's will
那就是神的旨意
Isn't it?
就这么简单。
Just like Bible tells us about marriage.
就像神告诉我们这关于婚姻的事情。
Young people always ask, "Is this God's will? That person God's will? Or he is not God's will? She is not God's will?"
很多人年轻人会问，那这位弟兄、那个姐妹到底是不是神的旨意
？But Bible, what does Bible say about God's will?
但神告诉我们神的旨意是什么
？As long as the same faith.
只要我们有着同样的信心
，God's will.
那就是神的旨意。
And then God will give you the choice.
然后神就会给你一些选择。
As long as it's the same faith, yoke together, same faith, God's will.
如果是我们可以同工有同样的信仰，那就可以是神迹。
So this time they're crossing, they are about to cross the Jordan River.
所以这里他们已经要过约旦河了。
But God tell them one thing.
但是神告诉他们一件事。
Besides, you have to focus your eyes on the ark.
在你们专注看神的约柜的时候。
Verse 4.
第四节。第四节，只是你们和约柜相离要量两千轴，不可与约柜相近，使你们知道所当走的路，因为这条路你们向来没有走过。
Verse 4 tell us that.But this is a but. This is a very important reminder.
这里第四节他给我们一个提醒。
What does it mean?
什么意思呢
？But you and the ark have to keep a distance.
这里告诉我们，我们和约柜要有保持一个距离。
We may ask, if the ark is so good, if the ark gives us direction, why don't we follow so close?
这个时候我们可能会有一个问题，如果约柜这么好的话，为什么我们不要就紧紧的靠近？
But God said, you have to keep a distance.
但是这里神告诉我们要有一个距离。
Of course, first, because the ark is holy, you cannot get too close. You cannot cram into it and everybody touching it.
当然第一点，因为约柜 是圣洁的，我们没有办法靠太近。
But here, the distance is quite big. It's 2,000 cubits.
但是我们这里看到这个距离还蛮大，大概是2000轴。
And then why they have to keep this distance?
所以为什么 要留这样的距离呢？
The reason is,
那这原因就是
for you to know the way.
我们才可以知道要走的路。
That is very interesting.
这很有趣。
If you want to know God's direction, why don't you follow closer?
因为如果我们可能会觉得这很奇怪，因为如果我们想要知道神的方向，我们不是应该靠更近一点吗？
Here tells us you have to leave some space.
但这里告诉我们要留一点空间。
So that you see how God guides you.
所以你就可以看到神是怎么带领你。
This means you.We have to, when in our life, we have to let God lead, we have to give God space.
这就告诉我们在我们人生当中，如果我们要让神带领我们的话，我们要给神留一点空间。
For example,
举例来说，
we can have our plan.
我们可以有我们的计划。
Sometimes, like some people really like planning.
很多人很喜欢做对人生做规划。
Especially young people, they say, oh, in my life, I should do this when a certain age.
有些年轻人他们可能会说，在我几岁的时候，我想要做什么样的事情。
When I graduate,
我什么时候要毕业
？What kind of job I like？
什么时候我可以我什么样？我要什么样的工作
？What kind of person that will be my spouse I would like to marry？
那我想要跟什么样的人结婚
？After I get married, where I'm going to live？
那我结婚之后，我想要过什么样的生活
？How many children I would like to have？
那我想要多少个小孩
？And they can keep going on planning even retirement。
然后他们就一路规划到退休的时候。
But is it realistic？
但是这现实吗
？You can plan。
我们可以计划。
But life is not always according to your plan.
但是我们的人生永远没有办法照着计划走。
But sometimes you have to give space for God to manifest His power.
所以我们必须留一点空间，让神来显示他的大能。
Because God knows our future, we don't know our future.
因为神知道我们的未来，我们不知道我们的未来。
If you look at the Acts of Apostles,
那我们看《使徒行传》。
When God guided the church,
当神带领教会。
God always surprised the leaders at that time how He changed direction.
神永远会，神一直让那当时的带领者感到很惊讶，因为神一直改变的方向。
Even though they have plan,
当然他们有计划。
God changed their plan,
神就会改变他们的计划。
Or when they do not know how to plan, God showed them the direction.
如果他们不知道该怎么计划，神就会告诉他们方向。
We can look at a few examples.
我们可以看一些例子。
First,
首先
，Let's look at Acts chapter 8.
我们现在看《使徒行传》八章。
After the church was established in Jerusalem,
当教会在耶路撒冷建立之后
，the church was very united together.
那个时候教会是同心的。
Most of the members are Jewish, are Israelites.
大部分的信徒都是犹太人。
They never imagined that they would leave Jerusalem.
他们从来没有想过他们必须要离开耶路撒冷。
But this is not God's plan for them to stay in Jerusalem.
但是神对他们计划并不是要让他们留在耶路撒冷。
Chapter 8, verse 1.
八章一节，从这日起，耶路撒冷的教会大遭逼迫，除了使徒以外，门徒都分散在犹太和撒玛利亚各处。
Verse 2.
第二节，有虔诚的人把斯提凡埋葬了，为他捶胸大哭。
Verse 3.
第三节，扫罗去残害教会，进个人的家，拉着男女下在监里。
Now, if you just look this verse 1 to verse 3, you may think that this is a really tragic things happening to the church.
当我们如果只看第一节到第三节的话，我们会觉得这教会发生了很悲惨的事情。
Because the church was persecuted.
因为这教会这里大遭逼迫。
And then the worker Stephen died as a martyr.
我们看到这斯提凡成了殉教者。
And then everybody was crying for him.
大家都为着他哭。
And then Saul, who persecuted the church.
然后扫罗残害教会。
So what does it mean?
这什么意思呢？
It is a crisis.
这是一个这个被逼迫一个危机。
But God can use something negative to show them a new direction.
但是神就可以依照用这负面的事情给他们显示一个新的方向。
Sometimes we ask, why Stephen? He loved God and worked for God, and God didn't protect him so that he died.
有时候我们会问一个问题，就是为什么斯提凡这么爱神，神没有保护他，让他死呢
？God can protect him.
当然神可以保护他。
God can allow him not to die on that day.
当然可以，神可以让他在那一天不死。
But it is God's will for him to die on that day.
但是神的意思就是让他在那一天殉教。
Why?
为什么呢
？Because his work has finished.
因为他的工作已经完成了。
And because of his death.
因为他的死
，the church was persecuted.
教会受了逼迫。
And then verse 4 is the turning point.
然后第四节就是这转折点。
Which verse 4?
第四节那些分散的人往各处去传道。
Here tell us, because Stephen, his death is a martyr.
因为这里斯提凡殉教而死。
So everyone started to scatter.
所以每个人就分散了。
They're no more staying in Jerusalem.
他们不再留在耶路撒冷。
They started to go to other places.
他们去了其他的地方。
It is God's will for the church to be in more different places than one place.
因为神的意思就是让教会在各处都有一个教会。
Even though you preach the whole Jerusalem, it's only one city.
因为就算你在耶路撒冷传遍了这福音，那就有一个城市。
Other people will not hear the gospel.
其他人没有办法听到这福音。
But if the gospel in the church scattered to other places,
但是如果神的教会分散到各处的话，
more people will be saved.
更多人可以得救。
So this is a change in direction.
这里就可以看到每个方向的转变。
They never planned about this.
他们从来没有计划这个。
But they see this is happening.
但是这个也发生了。
They follow God's guidance.
既然发生了，他们就跟着神的带领。
So they follow the leading of God.
所以他们就跟着神的带领了。
So sometimes this really reminds us of our church.
这里就可以也是给我们一个提醒。
Sometimes in our church development.
有时候在我们教会继续发展的
时候 we can plan certain things.
我们当然可以做计划
okay, we want to be in this area.
我们想要待在这个地方
we find a place this big.
我们找到这个房子这个挺大的
yes, this is what we should do. We have some duty to plan.
当然我们也有做这些规划的这个责任
but sometimes we always have to be flexible.
但是我们 同时间也需要有弹性
because sometimes you never know how God will change our direction.
因为我们不知道神会怎么改变我们的方向
because God knows the future, we don't know the future.
因为神知道未来我们不知道
So we have always observed how God guides us.
所以我们必须要常常观察神怎么带领我们。
According to the needs of the church and the current situation.
看这个教会现在现实的需要。
And then we have to be flexible on God's guidance.
我们必须要在神带领上，我们必须要保持一个弹性。
In the book of Acts, you can always see how the Holy Spirit changed that direction.
在使徒行传我们可以看到很多这圣灵改变人的方向的例子。
Let's turn to chapter 16.
我们看十六章。
Chapter 16.
十六章。
At a time, Paul had a plan to preach.
这个时候，保罗有一个传福音的计划。
And in Asia Minor.
在这小亚细亚的地方。
But Holy Spirit changed the direction.
但这圣灵改变了他的方向。
Chapter 16, verse 6.
在十六章六节这里说，圣灵既然禁止他们在亚细亚讲道，他们就经过弗吕加、加拉太一带地方。
Verse 7.
七节到了美西亚的边界，他们想要往比推尼去，耶稣的灵却不许。
Now here tell us that Paul and his co-worker really want to preach the gospel in the Asia Minor.
这里告诉我们，保罗跟他的同工很想在亚细亚这个地区传教。
So they really have a plan.
所以他们都已经计划好了。
They want to go back to Phoenicia and Galatia, all the places.
他们想要回到弗吕加、加拉太那一带的地方。
But the Holy Spirit did not allow them.
但是耶稣的灵却不许。
And then they try another place.
所以他们就换了一个地方。
Try to go to Bithynia.
他们想要去比推你去
，But the spirit of Jesus also don't allow them.
同样的，耶稣的灵也不许他们。
And you may maybe be if you were them, you may be feeling so frustrated.
那个时候，你可能如果我们是保罗的话，我们可能会感到很不耐烦。
You lead us this the missionary journey. I want to go here. You say no. I want to go here. You say no. Then what do you want me to do?
你一方面要传教我往，但是我往这个地方去，你也说不行；往那边你也说不行。
Sometimes we may have this frustration.
有时候我们可能会感到很烦躁。
But don't worry.
但是我们不应该要担心。
Verse 8.
八节他们就越过美西亚下到特洛亚去。
Verse 9.
九节在夜间有异象现于保罗，有一个马其顿人站着求他说，请你过到马其顿来帮助我们。
Verse 10.
十节保罗既看见这异象，我们随即想要往马其顿去，以为神叫我们传福音给那里的人听。
Now, when God changed the direction, God showed them a new way.
当神改变方向的时候，神会给我们一个新的道路。
That's why there's a saying, right? When the door is shut, go open a window for you.
就是，那就是为什么我们听过一个讲话，就是当一个门关的时候，神会为你开一张窗。
God always open a way for those who trust in Him.
神永远会为信靠他人开一条新路。
If they are not continue to preach in Asia Minor,
如果他们不继续在美加亚细亚一带传道
，God has a plan.
神有他们计划。
This plan that they never dream of.
这个计划他们从来没有想象过。
Because they never thinking to go to Macedonia.
因为他们从来没有想过要去马其顿。
Because if you go to Macedonia, you cross into another continent, which is Europe.
因为如果你到马其顿的话，你就到了另外一个州，就是欧洲。
That is too far for them to even imagine.
如果要让他们想象的话，这个地方实在是很远。
They're all Gentiles.
他们都是外邦人。
They don't know that people will believe or not.
他们不知道外邦人到底会不会信。
They have never imagined they can open church in Europe.
他们从来没有想象过在欧洲也要开个教会。
This time, Jesus appeared to them at night.
但是这个时候
showing them Macedonian.
这神在夜间对他们用异象显现。
They saw a Macedonian calling out for help.
他们看到一个马其顿人求他们帮助。
Immediately they know it's God for us. God told us to go to Macedonia.
马上保罗就知道这神的意思就是让他们去马其顿。
And really God guided them.
然后神就继续带领他们。
They go to Philippi.
他们到了腓立比。
Saw the first group of members, Lydia, the first believer in Europe.
他们就看到，他们就有了第一个欧洲信徒。
Sometimes just start from one believer.
有时候我们从一个信徒开始。
You don't need 3,000 every time.
你不需要每一次都有3,000个新的信徒。
Sometimes you start with one family.
有时候你可能就从一个家庭开始。
If there's one family there, the church continues.
当如果有一个家庭信主的话，你会发现教会会继续发展。
So God lead them a new direction.
神带领他们走一个新的路。
So sometimes you think about our own church development.
有时候我们想一下我们自己教会的发展。
We try a lot of different methods already.
我们已经试过很多不一样的方法。
Different places.
不一样的地方。
Does it mean that God wants to lead us a new direction?
这是告诉我们神不给我们一个新的方向吗？
We have to be flexible.
我们必须要有弹性。
And then we need to have commitment.
我们必须要付出。
The gospel has to be preached.
因为神的道必须要被传出去
to many places,
到各个地方
but the people must be ready.
但是我们必须要准备好
wherever the new branches is, people must be ready.
不管这新的教会到底在哪里 那附近人都要准备好
people need to make commitment.
人都必须要付出
and the whole church have to be united.
然后整个教会必须要团结
and then we'll see God guide us to move on.
那个时候我们就会看到神带领我们往前走
otherwise, if you don't have commitment,
因为如果我们没有准备这样的投入
if you're not united
如果我们没有团结
another 40 years moving on around and around
我们就会看到40年我们 又要跟以色列一样走那40年的
旷野路 God's will is very clear
神的意思很清楚
when you are united it's God's will
如果我们是团结的话那就是神旨意
God's time is very clear
神的时候也非常清楚
when united and make commitment it's God's time
当我们团结愿意付出愿意投入那就是神的时间
leading ask God to lead us we follow his guidance
我们必须要求神带领让我们带领
in our personal life it can also applies
在我们的生活中这样也可以这样应用
Sometimes if you think about what is my next step what is my next destination in life what should I do next
有时候我们可能会想说我们人生的下一步是什么
Sometimes we feel lost
有时候我们会觉得有点迷失
What should we do
我们该怎么做呢
If you are facing intercession in your life you have to really pray and ask the Lord
如果我们在遇到人生的一个十字路口的话我们就应该要祷告求神带领
Sometimes we pray like this
有时候我们这样子祷告。
Oh God, please guide me. I don't know what to do.
神啊，求你带领我，我不知道怎么做。
But I think this is for me.
但是我觉得这一条路是我很喜欢。
Please give this to me.
请给我带领我走这条路。
I cannot take this because this is not what I like.
因为我没有办法走另外一条路，是我很不喜欢。
Just like the example I show you, right? We put on a GPS, we follow, but sometimes we say, "Oh, this looks like what I want. I like than what you lead me."
就像是我们用 GPS 带领的话，有时候我们看路边这个我比较喜欢，你就不太想管它带领。
You don't trust it.
因为你不太信任他。
You trust it, but not totally trust.
如果我们要决定要信任的话，我们就要全新的信任。
So God wants to lead us our way.
神想要带领我们的路。
But are we willing to be led by Him?
但是我们准备好接受他的带领。
If you are committed to God's guidance,
如果我们是全新的信靠神的带领
，You will see every step of the way full of God's grace.
我们就会看到我们走的每一路都是充满了神的恩典。
Following God's leading is effortless.
这样跟从神的带领是非常轻松的
Just like people of Israelites
就像这以色列人
They crossed the Jordan without any major challenge and effort
他们过着约旦河一点挑战都没有
They fight Jericho not even have struggle
他们攻打这耶利哥城的时候也一点困难都没有
They conquer the land so smooth
他们在这个攻打这块地的时候也都很顺利
Not because they are smart
不是因为他们比较聪明
But because they are simple
而是因为他们很单纯
Simple faith on God
他们对神有很单纯的信心
That's why their life is very smooth
所以他们的人生 就很顺利
Sometimes our life is struggle too much
有时候我们的人生会觉得有 很多困难
It's not necessarily struggle
然后我们并不需要做这些挣扎
If we put more faith and trust in God
如果我们在对神有更多的信心
We can save all those trouble
我们就可以不需要经过这些困难
So may the Lord guide us
求神带领我们
Sing hymn 61
唱诗61首